Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
See the one guy without a shirt?
It's minus seven, Steiny. My heat doesn't work in my living room, so it's been like 62 in there. And are you going to get the heater fixed? I can't imagine minus seven.
I could, because I came from back east. Joining us right now, senior analyst from Pro Football Focus, Steve Palazzolo. We want to talk to Steve about some NFL stuff. Steve, how you doing?
Doing great. I don't see the appeal to going to a game and sitting in the minus 7 degrees. I enjoy my couch. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I was following you on Twitter today, and you're obviously paying attention to this game. Let me start with yesterday's Cincinnati-Pittsburgh game, Steve. Just so much to talk about. What were your impressions of that game? What's the first thing that comes to mind?
The first thing is actually just looking forward to Pittsburgh. What type of team are they going to have going to Denver? How hurt is Roethlisberger? How bad is the concussion for Antonio Brown? As far as the game, you know, Cincinnati made a run at the end, and I think you just saw the good and the bad of Vontaze Burfict. He makes the potential game-sealing interception. He has the big hit on Roethlisberger that knocks him out of the game, but also the personal foul that puts them into field goal range. It was just a microcosm of Burfict's pluses and minuses as a player, and you know, really just a tough way for Cincinnati to go with two personal fouls setting up the game-winning field goal.
Do you think those minuses, and you didn't talk about Adam Jones, and he got the other 15-yarder in that sequence, do you think right. these things hurt Marvin Lewis's chances to stay in Cincinnati, and should they?
I mean, he's been as bulletproof as it comes, right? I mean, just putting a pretty consistent team out there the last few years, but not winning a playoff game. And I have to hand it to the Cincinnati organization for at least sticking with continuity, as across the league, every coach gets 2 or 3 years and then they're out. So I think you got to hand it to them. But at some point, you know, there's the playoff failures combined with this implosion. I don't want to say it's definitely going to, you know, be the end of him in Cincinnati, but I do think it hurts a lot more because of the way it all went down for his seventh straight playoff loss.
Steve, Hugh Jackson apparently just finished up a 5-hour interview with the San Francisco 49ers, and he currently apparently is meeting with the Cleveland Browns. How do you see that shaking out? And Cincinnati apparently in flux, whether they may or may not have a job.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because if Marvin Lewis does end up getting fired, I wonder if Hugh would just go to Cincinnati and stick with what he has from a quarterback standpoint. I think that's one of the biggest things when you're looking at all these jobs. What type of QB situation do they have? And it's wide open, obviously, in San Francisco. It's wide open in Cleveland. But I think with Hugh, the big thing with him is very impressive way that he's developed Andy Dalton. Was there for his, you know, this season was Dalton's best year. Really used a creative offense. Used all of their various playmakers in a creative fashion. And I think that's a big part of the appeal to Hugh Jackson. So it does sound like the Browns are a spot that he's very interested in, but I'm not sure exactly how it shakes out. But I do think that Cincinnati ends up becoming the wild card, because if Marvin Lewis is out, I do wonder if Hugh would look to that consistency, sticking with Dalton and staying with a stronger roster in Cincinnati.
Does Colin Kaepernick make the 49ers' job more attractive or less attractive? And does it depend really on who that coaching candidate would be as to how that question would be answered?
Yeah, I think it depends on the coach. You know, I've been a big Kaepernick fan in the past, or at least I believed in the upside. I believed that there was enough there. I do think that his last couple of years, the lack of development does work against him a little bit. And I don't know how many believers there are around him. In him around the league, but I'm sure there's somebody that's going to say, look, with those tools, with the arm strength and the speed, we can do something with it. But I do think he's still lacking in just your every down quarterbacking instincts and flow within the offense. So I'd say it's more of a negative than a positive at this point, but I wouldn't be surprised if somebody said, hey, I can fix that guy.
Steve Palazzolo joining us from Pro Football Focus. He's a senior analyst there. Steve, of all the jobs that were open, Cleveland, Cincinnati, San Francisco, Miami, the Giants, et cetera, where do the San Francisco 49ers fit in there? Because some of the local media I've seen out here has written that because of the issues with Jed York and Trent Baalke, you know, how they fired Jim Tomsula after 1 year, the parting with Jim Harbaugh, obviously, that it's not really a desirable job. How do you feel about that?
I'd say it's on the lower end, only because of roster strength. You know, just all of the retirements just really, really killed the roster. And we've got Anthony Davis, Patrick Willis, Borland, all the guys that in their prime ended up retiring. That's very tough to even foresee when you're building a team. And I think the Niners were already slightly on the decline as it was, and that just accelerated things. So I just think it's going to take a little time to get the talent back on the roster. And then when you look at the QB's position, when you compare it to somewhere like Cincinnati or somewhere like Miami, no Dalton, Tannehill, they're not the greatest QBs in the world, but it's at least something that you know you can build with, where I think there are too many question marks in San Francisco, too many question marks in Cleveland. The one thing that it has going for it, though, you know, I do think there's the history and the tradition, and there's something to, you know, coaching in San Francisco. And I think you can rebuild fairly quickly in this league, but it's going to take it's going to take a couple drafts. I think it's a couple drafts away from really replenishing the talent.
And as we've seen across the Bay, the Raiders able to replenish rather quickly with their draft picks. Khalil Mack and Amari Cooper, Derek Carr, all with impressive seasons. How did they rate out from a standpoint of just the raw numbers this year?
Yeah, so Mack was our top-graded edge defender. Just unreal season for him against the run, which is exactly what he did last year. He was our top run defender last year, was again this year. But he just added that pass rush prowess to his game, his ability to just create havoc off the edge. Outstanding season for him. Derek Carr was one of our top 10 QBs. I just thought he made great strides after being one of our worst graded QBs last season. Comes back, makes big-time throws all season. Definitely needs to be more consistent, but just love the strides that he made. One of the most improved players in the entire league this year. So, you know, a good spot for those guys. And I think Cooper, you know, the potential is still there. He just dropped too many passes. And overall, we know he's a good route runner. I think he can get open at every level. Just has to shore up his hands, and he's a really nice draft pick. So, love the pieces that are in place in Oakland, and you know they still have more work to do, but it's definitely a good foundation.
What do you think about the Green Bay Washington game later this afternoon? Apparently, it's 62 in Washington.
Balmy.
Today, so you can run. You could run out there, and a little opposite from Minnie.
Yeah, it's a little different. You know, it's interesting how Washington's rolling right now on the offense. I think Kirk Cousins' play has really been elevated by having Jordan Reed down the middle and DeSean Jackson as a deep threat and Pierre Garçon, whereas the opposite's happened to Aaron Rodgers. You have the best quarterback in football kind of brought down to earth without Jordy Nelson, without a consistent outside threat. So I think Washington has a much better chance in this game than I ever would have thought a couple months ago, but it's very tough to pick against Aaron Rodgers. I think he finds a way to make enough plays, and I do think Green Bay at least can match up with all of the weapons that Washington's throwing out there in the secondary.
Jordan Reed, a real standout season, a surprise season for some as a tight end. How did he grade out relative to some of the elite tight ends this year?
He was one of our top receiving tight ends. He was right there. I think it was number three or number four. He's such a matchup nightmare type guy for opposing defenses. Can line up out wide, can line up in the slot. They can put him in motion, pick up yards after the catch. And I really think when you look at some of the best offenses in the league, of course, New England with Gronkowski, we saw what Cincinnati has done with Tyler Eifert. We talked about Dalton's career year essentially coinciding with his emergence. And, you know, Greg Olsen in Carolina with Cam Newton. So I just think Reed brings so much to that Washington offense because he can line up all over the place and defenses have to account for him.
That's Steve Palazzo of Pro Football Focus. Thanks a lot, Steve, for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. That's Steve Palazzo from Pro Football Focus.
All right, football fans. The NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.